Relationship rehab, other people's problems, your advice. 321-0931 to help.
All right, this is where you can help out a listener who's having some problems. She's listening right now. She wrote us a little email here. She says, "Hey, Marco and Krista, my sister always becomes just like the guys that she dates. When she dated a vegan, she turned to be a vegan. When she dated an actor, she started hanging out with actors. Now she's dating a guy with a bunch of tattoos." So what do you think she's doing, Krista?
I think she is following, you know, the dude.
Mm-hmm. She wants tattoos
make a love
now.
Connection.
She says
mm-hmm.
here. "I keep telling her not to because it's a permanent mark that she'll be leaving on her body. She said that it's something that she wants to do. I told her she would regret it if something were to happen between them later on, her and her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. She got really mad at me and thinks I don't know what I'm talking about. How do I get my sister to see it would be a big mistake to get tattoos just because her boyfriend has them?"
Yeah.
That's from Dana in Verona. She's standing by right now. 321-0931. What do you guys think? Do you think she should tell her sister to get tattoos or not get tattoos? Is it even her choice? Her sister, she's over 18, obviously, so she can do whatever she wants. But as a sister, you know, or as a family member, you try to talk some sense into people sometimes.
Oh, well, that's definitely part of your responsibility, you know, when you care for somebody. I mean, only once did I ever try to do something that my ex-boyfriend had that I wanted, and that was pec implants. Because I was like, his boobs are bigger than mine. Yeah. I'm going to get myself some implants.
All right. So he had, so then you did what you didn't do it. I can't even.
I didn't do it. Obviously, they're still small.
Hi, Hannah. Good morning.
Hey.
Thanks for calling. So Dana from Verona is listening right now. Should she try to talk her sister out of getting a tattoo, or is it none of her business?
Well, she's being a sister. I have a tattoo that I regret. I just feel like you should never, unless it's your kids, don't ever put no one's in. You might think you're in love, whatever. I did, and stuff happens.
Yeah.
People fall apart. She should try to continue to give her the advice to think about if her sister wants to get mad. Well, get mad, because probably maybe one day along the line she might just say thank you to her sister for not getting it.
Yeah. Now, did you get a tattoo because of a boy, or did you just have one?
Yeah, I had my ex-boyfriend. We were together for a while, but, you know.
And you had his name tattooed on you?
Yes.
Never, ever, Hannah.
Yes.
You never do that.
No, of course. And now I'm trying to get a cover up, but not easy.
That's expensive, but you can get that laser, right?
Yeah, so you can get it laser, but it hurts like hell.
Yes, it does.
And it's tiny. It's like on my hand, so it's going to cost more than the tattoo even was.
That's insane.
All right. Well, there's a good.
Put your kids on your body. That's it.
I have a tattoo of my kids on my body too. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, honey.
Have a good day.
Yep. You too, hon. 321-0931. We're doing relationship rehab. You know, tattoos are a thing too. Now her sister's talking her out of getting one because her boyfriend has one. That's not a good reason to get them. But
no, it's not.
But who knows? I mean, if you think you're in love, you're in love. You know, and if you're a grown person, you can pretty much do what you want with your body. Let's go to Chris this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So, looks like the sister here is, you know, she dated a vegan, she became a vegan. She dated an actor, she wanted to be an actor. Now, she's dating a guy with tattoos. She wants to get a bunch of tattoos, not just one. What do you say here?
I think it's very important that you keep your body pristine the way that you had it. You know, your body is like a temple, and it's very important to keep it the way that God gave you.
All right.
You're going around and putting a bunch of tattoos on your body. That's just disrespectful to him up above. You know, he's looking down and he's like, okay, but if I wanted aces and hearts and naked women on your body, I would have put them on your body myself.
Okay, so you don't like tattoos, obviously.
Exactly.
All right.
You're saying it's not holy.
Right.
Okay.
It's also not healthy. I mean, look at the people with tattoos. What do they do?
What do you mean?
They do things. Okay, have you ever looked at, like, some kid on the street, and then their parents have tattoos, and you wonder why they're acting up?
Wow. Okay, you do know that you're talking to a guy that I have several tattoos myself, so.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And I have three children, which I raise, and I am a responsible adult, and I take care of everything that I need to take care of in my life. Are you insinuating that people with tattoos, they don't have their life together?
Yes, that's correct. Why would you think that you need to decorate your skin in that ungodly way?
Wow. All right. Well, you know what? It's everybody has a voice on this show. I totally obviously disagree with you because I could argue a million different things.
And you have a good job.
Yeah. But we appreciate your input, and hopefully that helps, although I don't think it will. That's my personal opinion. Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks.
321-0931. She's listening right now. Let's go to Anessa. Good morning, Anessa.
Hi.
So good morning. What do you think here?
I think that it's important that this girl knows, like, who she is and herself, and she's happy with that. But at the same time, just to not conform because someone else is doing it. But at the same time, I mean, I think it's fine as long as she doesn't get anything that pertains to him necessarily.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
You think just getting a tattoo is fine as long as it's not like, you know, I love Joey or whatever.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Good. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Let's go to Daniel now. Good morning, Daniel.
Yeah, how you doing?
We're doing good. So what do you think here? Do you think the sister should try to talk the sister out of getting a tattoo, or are you not in that camp?
Me personally, I have a couple tattoos as well, and the person I'm with right now has a lot of tattoos as well.
Yeah. So you don't have a problem with that.
I mean, she can get it. It's on her. It's a statement of who you are. It's not a thing to go ahead and degrade your body, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's more just a statement of who you are and who you want to go ahead and let the world know who you are, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that one guy, he's a real jerk. He's a real jerk.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have nothing to do with the kids whatsoever.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
But at the same time, if she really wanted it, it's just a statement. Yeah. All she got to do is go ahead and put it on her body. She can mm-hmm. see and look at it and see for herself. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure everybody in the world is not going to go ahead and be over there trying to stone her to death. So.
Right?
You know what I mean? That last guy, yeah, for sure. All right, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.